city of Los Angeles is on lockdown.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the 48th episode of the Lockdown Podcast. As always, I am joined today by my beautiful co-host, Mr. Keith O'Shea, Mr. Ryan Underwood, and we are hungover as fuck.
Yeah.
This weekend was brutal.
This weekend was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot. Let's first set the stage. We went to a wedding, but not just any wedding. Keith, you happen to live in a place called Japan, right?
Japan, the locals say.
Yeah.
Now I was out there with my buddy AJ, my boy Griff. My buddy AJ got married this weekend. Congratulations, AJ and Paige.
So,
but there's a kicker. There is a kicker.
What is the kicker?
How'd you guys meet him?
So that's actually a great question. Ryan?
Pretty much the most millennial way that you can meet someone. Call of Duty.
Call of Duty.
We met Lim playing Xbox together for about 2 years. And then finally realized that he's actually one of my closest friends. Because I talked to him, I don't know, more than my mom. Yeah. I talked to him 2 hours a day, every day.
Who else do you do that with?
No one.
No one.
I talk to Lim more than anyone.
I live with you and I don't talk to you that much in the house.
Absolutely not. Think of any... I challenge you to think of someone that you call for 2 hours a day and just have a straight-up conversation with them. So, made friends online. His wedding's coming up. We're like, fuck it, dude.
Yeah.
We'll join you.
Yeah. Exactly. So, he invited us to the wedding, and it's funny because, like, the only person that has met him in real life is Keith over here, who actually served in the military while we served on the battlefield of Call of Duty.
The two battlefields.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, five grown men who've never met. Linking up. This isn't just me and Tim. This is like a group of men that flew from around the country to meet a guy that they met on Xbox.
Illinois.
Oh yeah. My God.
So this is the thing. Okay, so let's slow
Heart
this
of
down.
America.
We leave, Thursday morning, early ass flight. We get to Chicago and we start drinking right away.
Running,
we have this like penthouse suite, Airbnb. Shit's sick. Chicago is a gorgeous city, by the way.
Chicago's beautiful.
And not only that, but just because of our luck, we got in there the last night that the bars were going to be open until 2 a.m. because Chicago's spiking right now. Yeah, so all of a sudden, that next night, they lowered the restrictions to 10 p.m., which, you know, we would have made the best of it, but still, that's like so many more extra hours that we got at the bar.
10 o'clock, guess where I was standing.
Where were you?
Right in front of Trump Tower, baby. I was up there doing my thing.
What are the odds that we got COVID on this trip?
I get tested tomorrow, so we'll see.
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll find out. Good to know. Because, so I forget the name of it. I think it was London House or something
London House.
And we're partying
fuck London
there.
House.
You didn't like it? We're on the penthouse. We're on the rooftop.
Beautiful establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fuck the people in there.
You know, like
the wedding party we skipped.
Yeah, dude.
Those guys.
Yeah, they had the most uptight fucking. They have amazing fucking view though. This is probably amazing like movie level like hangover style view of Chicago. Like literally full panoramic view.
Well,
I
don't know. Should we have even gone up there to begin with? Because there was like a line of a gaggle of human beings.
I don't know how we got in there.
Yeah, I don't know how.
Well, I know how we did.
And
I had
it was even worse because
there
was nine
the door
dudes
guy.
And one girl.
Yeah.
Pretty cool party, if you ask me.
Yeah, right, dude.
Yeah, Chicago was sick, dude.
Chicago was great.
And then all of a sudden, so we're like partying up in Chicago. We black out and bring a couple girls back to the Airbnb. That was, I don't know how that happened.
No, I ate my french fries and I went to bed, dude.
Well, this
I was so tired.
Well, so I kind of fucked up on that, Thursday night, right? We were in Chicago.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't necessarily, like, have to take Viagra. But, you know, like, once in a while, like, sometimes you're like, you know what? Sometimes you just want to have a little bit of extra punch.
Eventful night.
An eventful night. Okay. Say, you know, some, like, you have alcohol or drugs, which I didn't partake in any of that. But let's just say if you did have that in your system, you kind of need that Viagra to help you, you know? Because have you ever tried taking,
not everyone.
Like,
not everyone.
Just me?
Sounds
like somebody can't go Super Saiyan.
So, all I'm saying
his hair is black.
It's basically, I may or may not preemptively, I took a Viagra, all right? So, just in case, like, when we hook up with one of the girls, I end up blacking out, I get too fucked up. I go to sleep in a bed that I thought was, like, going to have to myself. The next morning, I wake up with like a raging hard on, and I look over, and our friend Alan is just sleeping right next to me. So, and that was
what happened next.
Yeah, right, dude.
Well, that's for the go to our Patreon to hear the unedited version. Yeah, right. So basically, we just got fucked up. Needless to say, that Thursday night, and then all of a sudden, the wedding was actually in like bumfuck nowhere, Illinois. So we have to get on a train. So we're getting on a train, and we buy like 2 24 packs of White Claws each. Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, we go on the train, and we're getting, like, drinking, we're getting a little rowdy. All of a sudden, a stop comes up, and about, like, 30 Mexicans, like, come onto the train, and they look at us.
Causing a fucking havoc.
Exactly. One of our friends goes, hey, just so you guys know, like, we're kind of partying right now. And this, like, chick just goes, oh, yeah, you guys are some rowdy motherfuckers, huh? So are we. And then, you know, we're just, like, party train.
We had the speaker going.
Everybody
in that place hated us. I hated it.
We literally cleared out the cart that was above us. That everyone left.
Yeah, we
could
just
see
like,
them file out.
These
we're
guys
like,
are absolutely, they're asshole. Atrocious.
Yeah. It was so, very inappropriate. Anyways,
man, the wedding was amazing. We got some
was
nice,
awesome.
Nice pictures, great times.
Wedding was dope.
Yeah,
great stories.
We got him an Xbox.
We did. It was only right.
Yes.
It was only right.
It was the most meta decision we could make. We met on Xbox as a group.
Yeah.
Let us buy you the next gen.
We gave him one of the greatest cards I think I've ever seen in my life.
Very
touching card.
That card is.
That's on the Patreon.
That card will ruin all of our political aspirations.
So do you just walk around and. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what's. I mean.
Just like some sort of like.
I'm sorry.
Is that a new hair piece? Did you go bald and then this is your cover up? What's happening?
What homeless
here?
Person did you steal that from?
You do look like a homeless LA guy. He really does.
He's like,
you're the guy behind the spirit Halloween for the next
he
2 months.
He lost his job, so he's walking down up and down Hollywood Boulevard. He's
the drunk Goku. They're like, isn't Goku Jack? He's like, I'll let you go fuck yourself, huh?
Fuck you, Jimmy. Yeah. I've had some hard battles, okay? Yeah. It takes a toll on you.
Goku with
no,
a drug
honestly,
problem.
I really hated those people.
Viagra problem.
Oh, they like they take the picture. They invite you. They entrap you to take the picture with them, and then all of a sudden they're like $5, and you're like, well, you know, if I knew it was $5, I wouldn't take the picture. And they're like, too late. You got to pay up.
Sounds
and it's
like you know what you're doing.
Spider-Man, I'll kick your ass. Like, what are we doing?
Spider-Man, I'm not afraid to swing. All right. Well,
how do you?
Speaking of scams and people that are hustling. Do you guys know who Nuke Bizzle is?
I don't think anybody knows who Nuke Bizzle is.
Great answer, because no one did know who Nuke Bizzle was until about last week.
What happened?
Old Nuke Nuke dropped a new song featuring, hold on.
So he's a rapper?
He's a rapper. featuring Fat Wizza. That's his boy, apparently.
I know who Fat Wizza is.
Okay.
And it blew up online on YouTube, went viral. He named the song EDD, which is, you know, the acronym for unemployment.
Oh, that's... I was like, ED, I'm familiar with
that. Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't stumble upon this with your YouTube search.
Go on.
But he drops a track called EDD, and obviously it's about unemployment, whatever. And in the music video, he's literally not only just rapping about scamming EDD and making like fake profiles, which normally isn't actually illegal. Like all these rappers that talk about killing, shooting people all the time. Like that's whatever, right? Like it's the freedom of speech.
Yeah, no
like,
big deal. Yeah.
Just ask Mel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in the actual video, this dumbass waves the actual checks where you could freeze frame and see that he's actually waving real EDD checks from unemployment. So. This is how backed up our government is, by the way. There was no case out for him at all. They had no investigation going for him whatsoever. And then they stumble upon someone in the compliance department somewhere, stumbled upon this video on YouTube, and they go, hey, maybe we should look into this. How much do you think this motherfucker racked up in EDD?
I don't know, 100 grand.
100,000? That's a good guess.
I mean, anything over the fucking, like...
Anything over like 15 grand.
15 grand is like something, some sketchy shit's going on.
As just an individual, $1.2 million.
What?
He became a millionaire.
How? What was he doing?
faking him. So with EDD, you can get a debit card. And then you can get the debit card to be set up to auto transfer into a real bank account. So what this guy was doing was basically just like doing fake people.
Yeah.
That's part of the verbs, like part of the tracks in his song are like just filed another claim. Like he's just like literally like going through like the EDD the process. That's like the song.
He's the worst rapper or the most accurate rapper ever. Could you imagine instead of doing EDD, he was actually killing people and he'd be like, the body's located at 3715 Maple Street.
Literally.
Put him down in dead on his knees.
Exactly. Like, what it was. It was literally a confession in his YouTube video.
And guess what? When Usher said, these are my confession, he didn't actually confess that much shit.
They said that he had over 92 different people that he was frauding, like pretending to be.
Yeah.
And yeah, so through the whole course of it, like especially when unemployment was at the boosted,
mm-hmm.
where you're getting 1,000, 1,100 a week, homeboy was raking in money.
What
became a millionaire, used the money, all this money to boost his rap career, shoots a music video to brag about it. Now he's in fucking prison.
I wonder how long he's going to go to jail for. That's like 91 separate counts of fraud.
That's part of the what I was reading today, because none of it's come out
yet.
It
would have been better
like
if he killed someone, honestly.
Dude, real shit. Yeah.
Like that's not a joke.
This level of fraud, like he might be gone for a very, very long time. Yeah.
Holy
and
shit.
And he got to $1.2 million in a couple of months.
We're talking frauding the other people, and then we're talking like wire fraud, mail fraud.
How many
other
people did that?
Exactly. So many.
Honestly,
now, and then flip it.
Well, think about that's 91. That's 91 other families that probably went to apply for unemployment too to feed their kids potentially.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden their chicks didn't come, and then they're like, fucked.
Maybe
up.
That's even if he was that legit. I don't even think he was. I think that unemployment was so fucked that he was literally just like punching in.
Well, that's what we've
worked.
Talked all the time. Whenever there's a pandemic or like a war or something like that, there's so many like scumbags just looking to quickly capitalize.
I honestly,
the time to rob people blind.
I don't think the government's ever going to be able to catch up to how much fraud happened in 2020.
Yeah,
I don't think. I think they'll try their best for like 5-6 years. They'll probably the next 5 years is going to be an insane amount of cases of fraud that come out for a bunch of more people have done this. Mm-hmm. If this idiot can do it, anybody can do it, right? So it's just going to be a matter of how many shitty people did it. And I think they're going to hit it like a point where they just stop looking into it, because I think it's going to be
cut their losses and move on.
Think about how much money is just coming from the government to the people already. That's why people in Congress like don't even want to do the $1,200 checks again. Yeah. They're like,
strictly from
so much money is being lost.
It's impossible to track. From a logistics standpoint, never in any sort of logistical scenario ever has in 1 month was there a system that was supposed to get money to like 20 million people. You know what I mean?
Like
what has ever done that? Like, voting's not even close to that.
Nowhere near.
Like, this was a way different deal. Like, they could barely
They
can barely do voting, and there's no transaction.
Yeah.
There's no money.
Let's take your time, not, oh my God, if I don't get this check, I'm
and that's
dead,
just looking at little blips of who would you select.
Yeah.
This is like literally like handing thousands of dollars. Like, no
to
shit,
90
there.
90 fake people.
That's just one dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and he's just the idiot that decided to rat himself out. Imagine the smart guy that's burying all that money,
dude. Yeah, dude, Walter White's just burying.
Walter White's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, but I thought this was the next. You know how like Charlemagne does like Donkey of the Day?
Yeah.
This guy's fucking Moron of the Month or something.
Oh,
he's
absolutely
the dumbest person I think I've ever. Like, literally, like, if you pause the video, you could probably make out like three checks that he's faking that aren't his. That's a crime right there. You can't fucking have someone else's mail. Like, that's already like.
There's so many wrong things with that. What an idiot. He's going to go to prison for a while.
I hope so.
That and just for off of sheer stupidity alone, forgetting the crimes, like
he's a scumbag, dude.
He's a scumbag. But
they're
dude, you know what? Forget that guy. You want to know why I'm wearing this?
Why are you dressed as Goku?
This weekend is what, boys?
Halloween.
Okay.
What do you guys think the number one costume is going to be? Tiger King.
I was thinking Tiger King.
Tiger King.
Carole
yeah.
Baskin,
Carole
Baskin. Joe Exotic.
Joe
I think
Exotic.
Those are definitely going to be the top ones.
Yeah.
No, there was another movie.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
No.
What if there's Zombie Ruth?
I was going to be
ruthless. It would be ruthless.
so many dad jokes on this.
Something. This is gonna be like
no,
a
hot Ruth
Bader
Ginsburg, not a fucking.
I was just trying
box.
To be topical.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, right? With a coffin? Yeah.
How, dude. Zombie Ruth would be fucking hilarious.
Zombie Ruth. Well, I mean, you were
walking around with a mallet.
Gavel.
Yeah, her gavel.
You guys. Women's rights. Here we are. I'm still here. Respect my wishes. Christ. Yes. Remember me.
In fairness, you were zombie Hugh Hefner right after he died.
Yeah. To quote Aaron Rodgers, an ode of love. It was out of respect. On a lighter note, but almost in the same way of shitty people, did y'all see the fucking insane backlash that the new FIFA is getting?
No.
FIFA 21?
Which is what? FIFA 20? No, which FIFA 16, is FIFA 19? Like which is FIFA 18? Which is
you guys are hitting the nail on the head. So FIFA released their first, like, basically, like, this is what to expect from FIFA 21, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, everyone, like, the patch notes, essentially, right? If you're a gamer, you know, like, patch notes means, like, here's the details of how the gameplay is going to be different, right? So they released their big thing, and of course, all the huge FIFA fans go right online and they want to read it. Like, dude, this year's going to have a career mode or whatever the fuck, you know? Sure. And FIFA themselves released that the gameplay and major mechanics will show no significant changes from FIFA 20.
They just flat out
said
it?
They got ahead of it. They literally got ahead of the problem and go... Yeah, it's not good. It ain't gonna be that different.
It ain't much, but it's honest work.
Yeah.
Hey, roster's been updated.
Dude, the balls. Just give people some context. FIFA has a really bad rap along with Madden and other sports games that they don't change the game every year. They just resell you a $70 game again that's super expensive.
Or worst case, they'll take out a feature and then the very next year add it back in and be like, we have a new feature. And it's like, no, you don't. That was the feature from 2 years ago.
19. Exactly. It's a total hustle. And they've been doing it for years, but like it's one of those things where like it was just the people that knew it. Like FIFA straight up wrote on their patch notes, do not expect any real mechanical changes in the game. Like, they're just admitting it.
What if they're just laying down that dick and they're just like, our game's this good?
That's pretty much what they're doing. And they upped the price. Not only did they write that, now it's 70 instead of 60 because it's next gen.
Fuck, dude.
Oh, my God.
How fucked is that? Could you imagine going to see a sequel and they're like, yeah, it's the same movie. Enjoy. We changed like an actor or something. You'd be like, what the fuck? Like
Borat.
Yeah, Borat. Exactly. Yeah.
No, that is so fucked
How
up.
How fucked is that?
You know what? That's I kind of dig it. Everyone for years has been saying EA Sports is a joke and just like crooked as it is just every year. Again, what you're saying. No, just nothing new. Like,
everything's
it's like now
more and more exposed. Now.
Exactly. Now they're just leaning into it though. They're just like, yeah, what are you? You're still going to buy it.
Well,
The
saving grace
was
supposed to be 2K. Because that's the only other... Because EA has the monopoly on all the sports games, but 2K is the only other guy.
Mm-hmm.
2K's dumbass couldn't have fucking planned this or timed this any worse. So 2K's new NBA game, they're not doing the whole... Not FIFA, where we didn't change anything. Mm. They have, for a fucking $70 video game, full retail price, they have unskippable ads in the game.
That is atrocious.
How disgustingly fucking greedy is that? You're playing the game that you bought, and they play you Oculus Rift commercials that you don't get to skip and have to sit through. People went off. There's a firestorm on their Twitter, on NBA 2K Twitter.
Good. It's like, okay, if it's a free game, maybe.
All day.
All day.
You gave me the game for free. This is how you have to pay for it. I understand.
Got it.
I'd love a free
game.
In-game
purchases, even if you pay for it, that's fine.
Whole
sure.
Thing. Do
you know what I mean? But holy shit.
You paid retail.
So greedy.
Retail, son, 70 plus tax.
Oh my God.
So, like in LA, that's an $80 video game that you now have to like sit through fucking ads like it's YouTube to play. That's fucked, dude.
Yeah,
and what if you know what would be even a harder try? It's ads to buy the next new version of the game.
What was gross about it too was it was such an obvious partnership with Oculus Rift because all you get fed is the same fucking
commercial
over and over again.
God.
So it's even like a bigger money grab of just like, here's our paid sponsorship.
Yeah.
We're going to make you sit through. Yeah.
Dude,
scumbag move, 2K. Yeah. Scumbag move, FIFA.
Talking about scumbag EA Sports, how about the complete opposite sportsmanship, dude? Justin Gaethje gets choked out and then goes over to Khabib, crying in the middle of the ring.
Oh, But, I mean, well, Khabib, if you guys did not watch that fight over the weekend, it was a dominant performance by the now-retired Khabib the Eagle Nurmagomedov. So, I mean, look, hats off to Khabib. I mean, what a career. But
it sucks he retired.
You retired too early. So that's why when people started talking about the GOAT stuff and stuff like that, it's like he defended his title like a couple times.
Yeah, but he cleaned out that division.
Like, yeah.
But not many people were in that division at the time.
Say someone that can beat him.
No. There's no one that can beat him.
Goat.
Okay, but I'm saying, who
you
are
just answered you? Just answered your own question.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Goat. You just said no one can beat him. That's a goat.
That makes no sense.
I mean, is he the goat of MMA? No. Is he, like, one of the greatest to do it? Yeah. I still think...
Yeah.
You want him to do gain weight?
No, I want him to defend his title more than just a few times.
Yeah, but
Anderson Silva, this is the thing. Yeah. You clean the division, and then you stay dominant for, like, 10 years like John Jones did. Like, Anderson Silva did.
Khabib had the
belt
for, what,
GSP
four years?
You can't.
He's been dominant for a long time, man.
For a long time, but he hasn't fought anyone other than Conor McGregor. I'll give you the name.
Okay, some other people prefer, like, call him.
Who do you want him to fight?
I just want him. Just get on beat, like, way another year.
He fought Gaethje. He fought Conor. Poirier just beat Hooker. Tony just got beat by Justin.
Yeah,
but who's he supposed to fight? This is what I'm saying. This is where you cement that GOAT status, where all of a sudden now you just stay that dominant person, like a John Jones.
But then, you also have the emotional side with his dad.
Yeah,
he is 31 years old. He's been doing it his entire fucking life.
Cormier went until he's 40.
Okay, he's not Cormier. Cormier is not as good as fucking Khabib is.
I think Cormier has. I mean, I'd probably put Cormier as, a greater fighter than Khabib.
Khabib's only ever lost, two rounds.
Yeah. One which was to Conor.
I'm considering him as one of the greatest fighters
I think
ever.
The media is, annoying me with this, honestly, because they're all, up in arms, this is bullshit, he has to do another fight to get to 30 and out, all this stuff.
I don't know
about
that. No.
What do you what the fuck do you want from the guy? He's literally dominated everyone. The one guy we thought was gonna give him a shot, which was Tony, ends up getting beat by Justin. Justin goes in there and gets mollywopped, bro. Yeah. He didn't even look good. He got beat at boxing, and that's his only fucking attribute to that fight, was he was supposed to be able to throw hands. He got beat at his own game, thrown on the ground into some fucking spider triangle 360.
Tapped three times
tapped
in one fight.
And got literally got choked out.
I don't know where they get these refs, bro. We saw him tap for a good 5 seconds, and we were
The only reason they stopped the fight is they lifted his wrist and his hand was limp.
What are you doing, man?
But, for me, I'm unless some fucking shooting star comes out of nowhere of some amazing lightweight, was he just going to just beat the shit out of everyone else and we're just going to be bored? You know what I mean? At least John's are competitive. John almost lost a few of those fights, dude. Arguably, maybe did. Dominic Reyes. That's why John's so fun to watch for 10 years, is because it's Khabib's not fun to watch, bro. He's just so dominant.
Mighty Mouse. Mighty Mouse was so
same
fucking
shit.
Dominant.
Mighty Mouse was the so same long. Shit. You went in the fight and you're like, oh boy, this is going to be a fucking...
And I'm still considering him as in my opinion, one of the greatest fighters ever. And it seems weird because I'm punishing him on his ability not wanting to keep fighting. But that's the same thing of even football crossing streams. I think Calvin Johnson is probably one of the greatest receivers ever. Might have been could have kept going, but he ended his career short. So it's you need to have that LeBron James mentality of okay, maybe he doesn't get the 6 rings that Jordan did, but I'm going to beat him by being available for 20-something years. You know what I'm saying? So that's I feel those things need to be taken into account. But obviously, that was very emotional. Everyone knows his dad just died. And then all of a sudden, he just started bawling on that mat as soon as that happened.
Especially if he knew that he was retiring. That's everything at one time just nails you. Of course he'd be
above. And he knows that too. You could just tell that sucks, where he's I don't want to come out here again without my dad. You know what I mean?
Of course, dude.
And that's man, that's heavy. And it's I'm hats off to him. What a great career. And that's
Hubby.
Dude, nothing Hubby. But respect. The guy's a fucking... And a class act the whole way through.
Yeah.
Can't take... You really can't... Nothing sticks to him.
Now I'm all right, I got a soft spot.
Yeah, he definitely won me over.
Too busy riding Connor's dick.
Maybe I was, dude. Maybe I was.
He definitely won everybody over. Yeah, obviously the greediness of, people, they want more. Yeah, but
sure.
I mean, you go 28-0. You literally only lose a couple of rounds your entire career. Yeah. Highlight of you is absolutely dominating someone.
Balling.
Retire.
Shit the whole time.
No, that's definitely us just being greedy as the consumer.
Yeah, exactly. Because
he's so good. It's I want to see how long he can keep this up for. You know what I mean? Because there will eventually be...
He'll either age or someone will knock him out.
There's always a new person coming up. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, he definitely cleaned house, and I was rooting for Connor in that fight, but he made Connor look like nothing. He made you right. He makes these guys look like they don't. Justin did not look like he deserved to be in that ring with him.
Dude, no.
And I like Justin, but It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close.
So now it's super weird. Like, what's going on with lightweight? Like, Justin's technically the champ.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know
he's,
how that works.
No, he's the official champion now.
Really? Is that
yeah. how it Yes, because when you're the interim champ and then the champion retires, you're the champion. So now he's going to have to fight whoever probably for the belt
winner,
next.
Probably the winner of fucking Dustin and
That's what everyone's
Connor.
Saying. Dustin and Connor, might, whoever wins that, might just skip the line and then fight.
Also, they have Michael Chandler in that division now, too.
And that he, so. And literally in the same breath of them introducing him into the UFC, yeah. Khabib retired.
Yeah, great timing for him, but like we'll see how those people translate into the UFC. You know, there's always
to be seen. Yeah. How it'll shape up.
Yeah, well, look, everyone, thank you again for joining us for another amazing episode. Please be safe this Halloween, but That's also right. get fucked yeah. up. Yeah. Because we're going to be fucked up. Exactly. Because that's the only way to beat a hangover is just to
keep you going.
Yeah, hey, that's and right. If you need Viagra, talk to Super Goku.
I'm your guy.
Thanks, everybody.
Catch you on the next one. Peace.